You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the second hour of tonight's live broadcast of the Political Cesspool radio program. It's Saturday, August 3rd. And I have been known to say we're red hot and rolling. It's truly, truly true tonight. Here in the friendly confines of AM 1380 WLRM Radio, our flagship station here in Memphis, Tennessee, and the flagship of our operations, but not by no means the only affiliate station. Thanks to the Liberty News Radio Network, who's getting us out to AM and FM affiliates across the country. And then there's the internet stream, thepoliticalcesspool.org, that welcomes a global audience from across the country and around the world. Eddie the Bombardier Miller was originally scheduled to be on deck for the second and third hours of tonight's show, even before he knew we would have the very special guest of Holly, who phoned in last week for the first time after 3 or 4 years of listening and has now joined us in the studio. So I know there's a shout-out you want to give, Eddie, to another listener of the show here in Memphis. But before you do that, you've been sharing some one-on-one time with Holly during the show and during the warm up before the show. Give us your assessment of, I can't say our newest fan because she's been listening for a number of years now, but a fan we just met anyway, and then give your shout out. And then we got to get to work tonight. Work must intrude.
It unfortunately does. Well, James and our loyal listeners out there, I liked Holly from the get go. We saw her Ruby Tuesdays the other day. Immediately, the way she carried herself, she's a consummate lady. All joking aside, yes, she is a beautiful lady. Very attractive, I'll have to say. But she is a lady. She's not a beer joint queen. She's a consummate Southern lady, and I'm so flattered by what she said about me. So that means I'm going to have to walk the line and toe the mark even more, because maybe I'll get a larger audience of ladies like Holly here. And I'm going to tell you what, folks, just no longer than I've known Holly, we've had some really in-depth conversations with Holly and I, while you and Keith were on talking a minute ago. We were having some really heavy-duty conversations about the Federal Reserve Bank, about the money system in the world, about the biblical, things biblical, and how Christian people have gone astray. Have they been brainwashed? We talked about a student in a high school here in Memphis that I know all too well. I can't mention his name tonight. I've promised a few people where I go to church, I will not drag the church through the mud anymore. By the way, speaking of the church, I would like to.
But you lied.
By the way, speaking of our church, I would like to send out a special hello to one Miss Mary Dodd, who I know listens to this show. But don't worry, Miss Mary. I love you. I love you like a sister. And I will not bust you out. I will not tell the people in our church that you listen to us.
But you just did.
But I do thank you for listening. And you can spread the word, too, when you get a chance. But, yes, Holly, I really appreciate what you said to me, Holly, about having tears. I really love it. I'm really a sentimental little guy.
Despite his name, which is well-earned, the Bombardier, he can be sentimental. He has the softer side.
Yeah.
We were at Ruby Tuesdays a couple of, I guess it was yesterday with Holly, who came in town for the weekend to kind of take a look at the political cesspool operation. Eddie shared with her so many war stories. The time you got kicked out of the Ron Paul meeting, the time you got kicked out of the meeting with our congressman. Just all of the stories that really earned you your nickname and then some. And so it made a favorable impression, to say the least. Now, you're talking about the listener from your church. This is another true story, folks. But Eddie was on the show a couple of weeks ago, and the next day when he went to church, he had a lady come up to him and say, "Did you know you're a celebrity?" She goes, "I didn't know you were the Eddie Miller from the Political Cesspool." This was a listener at random from Eddie's church who had gone to church with Eddie and did not know that he was the same Eddie Miller that was on the Political Cesspool. And so, and she was just flabbergasted in a good way. And she listens to the show and found out that it was the same Eddie Miller that she's been listening to, was the Eddie Miller that goes to her church and is also the Eddie Miller that is a co-host of the show. You just never know when you're going to run into a TPC fan.
You know, Eddie, though, is so glib and has such a glib tongue and is such a Southern gentleman. You know, what higher praise can a woman hope for than to be have it announced to the entire world that she's not a beer joint queen, right?
Oh, are you saying you don't like a beer joint queen? What is a beer joint? Anyway. Well, we've got a lot more to talk about. And tonight, you know, Eddie, we bring Eddie in. This is he's a co-host of the show. But we are sure to bring him in once a month to bash his church because that's therapy for him. And it's deserving, right? Because we all know we all know that the church has been subverted. So we're going to get into that with Reverend Ted Pike. And in all seriousness, I mean, we have a good time here. I mean, you have to have a good time with it, right, guys? I mean, conservatives are happier people. So we whistle while we work and all that. But Ted Pike, of course, is the national director of the National Prayer Network at truthtellers.org. And so Ted has some excellent articles that have come up in recent weeks, how evangelicals have gone astray, should you attend a pro-Zionist church? And these are issues that cut right to the core here because we don't separate our faith from our politics here at the Political Cesspool. Yes, we're paleo-conservatives. Yes, we're pro-white. We're also Christians. And we don't differentiate between any of those things. We name them and shame them, and we're all of the above, and we don't compartmentalize it. And so we talk about matters of faith on the show here because, as I said, it's a part of who we are and what we are. And so from time to time, we talk about how liberalism has infected the church and subverted it in many ways. And so Ted Pike, this great Christian leader and minister, he is 9 years on the air. He is the one guest that has made more appearances than all the others. And it's well-deserved. Ted Pike has made more appearances on the Political Cesspool since 2004 than any other guest we've ever had. And we've had some guests that have appeared dozens of times. Well, Ted hadn't been on in a couple of months. And I called him up a couple of days ago and I said, listen, I'm looking at your articles. We've got to talk about this because it's right on the money. I mean, it's right about the stuff we like to talk about from time to time because we incorporate this into the show. And so we're going to be talking about how evangelicalism went astray. Should you attend a pro-Zionist church? That's coming up in the third hour. And it's right up Eddie's alley because we bring Eddie in once a month to kind of vent and talk about these issues. Anyway, I mean, it's public therapy is what it is. But we need to talk about these things, honestly, because they're important. So that's what we're going to be doing during the third hour tonight with Reverend Ted Pike and Eddie the Bombardier Miller. We're going to be talking about some of the recent articles that Ted's posted at truthtellers.org, and we're going to let Eddie have his say about it as well. It's going to be dynamite third hour. It's going to be electric. We might not survive it, folks, I'm telling you. But before that, we got a couple of other articles we want to talk about during this, our second hour. We're going to talk about a boys' camp. Now, this ain't the Boy Scouts. This is a boys' camp that helps children redefine their gender. For boys that were mistaken, excuse me, I got to get it right. For girls who were mistakenly born with a penis, there is a camp for them, and this is it. The You Are You camp. It helps girls who were born as boys redefine themselves. We're going to talk about that with Pappy the Bombardier right after this.
Are you looking to experience the great outdoors in comfort? Are you sick and tired of sleeping bags that are too small, cots that are too narrow, or backpacks that just don't stand up to the wear and tear? Look no further than Teton Sports, a leader in quality, comfortable camping gear. Try our Teton Sports Mammoth 0° sleeping bag. This comfortable, family-sized sleeping bag can hold two adults and one child, or four young children. Its interior storage pocket holds wallets, keys, and other valuables. Or check out our Teton Sports Outfitter Extra Extra Large cot, a camping cot with a steel frame. It's more than 7 feet long and 3 feet wide and supports up to 600 pounds. Then it folds up to a manageable 3.5 feet by 1 foot. Or our Teton Sports Explorer 4000 internal frame backpack. Its dual aluminum stays adjust to the contour of your back and can hold up to 4,000 cubic inches. Padded shoulder straps, padded waist belts, and padded lumbar area for maximum comfort with airflow systems to reduce heat. It's time you start camping comfortably. Look for Teton Sports products online or at a store near you.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Searching, searching, every night and day.
To get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And now, back to tonight's show.
All right, folks, I can't. There's no semblance of law and order in the studio tonight with Holly in here with Keith. If only we had Winston Smith, we'd have a full compliment now. But alas, it wasn't meant to be, I guess. But we got Eddie and Keith and, of course, yours truly, James Edwards, in here tonight. And so I'm going to get to a story now, and I want you to provide Bombardier-style commentary on it. Now, I want the Bombardier to come out. We got to keep it clean, I mean, because it is FCC-sanctioned radio here, and we've got a lady in the studio. So that's a twofer. But I want Bombardier ready. This is an article that was made for the Bombardier. So there's this boys' camp that's going to help these kids redefine gender. And what I would first say about this is that if there is any justice in the world, there will one day be an accounting for people who sexually abuse little children in such a manner. But I'm going to read the whole story. And this is at our website, and so you can read along with us if you're listening online. Not if you're driving around listening on the AM dial, of course. But there's a picture that accompanies this story that is absolutely grotesque. Over the past 3 years, Lindsay Morris has been documenting a four-day camp for gender nonconforming boys and their parents. The You Are You camp is for parents who don't have a gender-conforming three-year-old who wants to wear high heels and prefers to go down the pink aisle at Kmart rather than the nasty, dark boys' aisle. It's also a place for both parents and children to feel protected in an environment that encourages free expression. So to sexually abuse children, young boys, in this way is free expression. But what is it when you have a pro-white point of view from a Christian and conservative perspective? That is hate speech. That's beyond the pale. You're not fit for national television, as I was once told. That is all of the above, and then some. You're a Nazi, you're a bigot, you're shouted down. So they don't really believe in free expression. They call it free expression when it's perverting young boys in such a manner as this camp does, but it's not free expression, and you should not be entitled free expression if you articulate healthy and natural points of view like we've done on this show for nearly a decade. But the story continues. The kids don't have to look over their shoulders at this camp. They can let down their guard. These are 4 days when none of that matters, and they are surrounded by family members who support them. They have a talent show during which the boys put on dresses and prance around down a catwalk to the adoring applause of their parents because, again, they are embracing their true identity. They are not really boys, even though they look like it. They were born female, and they just got the wrong anatomy. They get enough questioning in their daily lives, so it's great for this camp to let them express themselves as they feel. I feel we hear so many of the sad stories about lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender kids are disproportionately affected by bullying, depression, and suicide, and it hangs as a heavy cloud over them, and it dooms them from the beginning. This is a new story. This is not a tragedy. I would really love these kids to develop into adulthood and to see what kind of relationships they evolve into. I want to witness the evolution, knowing from where they started and see how life is going to play out for them, hopefully happily. And I think they're going to have a better transition into adulthood because of this camp than the generation preceding them. And so all of that, Eddie, leads up to the picture, which is worth a thousand words. It's this little boy, 3 or 4 years old. Keith, come take a look at this. Dressed up as a girl. And they have these little boys pose and prance on the stage at the camp because what this little boy is doing in this dress is embracing his true identity. He's redefining his gender the way it was meant to be, not the way God appointed it. Bombs away, Pappy, the bombardier. What do you make of this camp? What do you make of this story? They're just expressing. It's free expression. That's what it is. And that's what liberals are all about.
Well, our valued listeners, it may not be as wild as you think I'm going to make it, but this is really not a new thing. We and Keith were talking about in Holly, that there's a verse in the Bible. I can't go to the exact, I think it's Ephesians. It says, we fight not against flesh and blood, but we fight against principalities. Powers and principalities in high places, spirits, evil spirits in high places. We've seen this going all the way back, as far as you can go back to the Old Testament. God would try to, the Spirit, now since Jesus Christ came into the world, we have the Holy Spirit. And I'm telling you, people, without the Holy Spirit in you, any one of you, me, Keith, James, anybody can do the most evil thing you could possibly think of if you reject God. When the Israelites were in the desert, for instance, when they were traveling around for, what was it, 60 years, 80 years, 40, God made them stay in the desert until every last one of those Israelites from the old generation died out. And the reason he did is because they disobeyed. They were evil. He didn't want them to go into the promised land. He got rid of those. And, you know, when Moses went up to Mount Sinai and he came down with the commandments, well, what did he find? He found a bunch of, wild sex parties, a bunch of just debauchery going on. They were worshiping this links to it. They were worshiping the golden calf. God will turn people over to their reprobate spirit. If you reject God, he will turn you over to just the most wicked behavior you can possibly imagine, and which really is in the heart of people. That's what you see in this story right here, James. You see these parents right here that are totally lost. They have totally rejected God. They may or may not be hope for them. If you blaspheme the Holy Spirit, there's no hope. That's the one unforgivable sin. But that's what's happened here. You see a group of people, a group of parents that totally rejected God. They've totally rejected Jesus Christ. And it's manifesting in the way they've turned their own children over to this satanic hell. And it's driven by Satan. It's driven by Satan worshipers, just like it says in the Bible. We fight not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. So that's what you see. And I think it's probably worse nowadays. And we're seeing this manifested. And Keith and James can testify with me to the truth. You didn't see this. You didn't see this 30, 20, even 20 years ago, but it's coming out now, and it's coming to a head.
Well, Eddie, what I would say about this article is this. Where is the Department of Family Services? They will take away a parent's parental rights to raise a child, to have custody of a child, because they homeschool them in certain jurisdictions. But on the other hand, why is nobody terminating the parental rights of parents that would send their child to a camp where they're basically proselytizing to turn them into a homosexual?
You mentioned family services. I'm glad you did. Because the majority of the people in the family services are these godless reprobates. It's true. We've had, for instance, we've had Senator John DeCamp as a guest on this show. He wrote the book, The Franklin Cover-Up. He documents all this. We've had, you know, several other people that have been on the show that have worked as detectives in searching for lost children and, you know, into white slavery going on in this country right here. And these people, these pedophiles and these reprobates, if you're a pedophile, where would you want to go to work? You would want to go to work in an orphan's home or a child protective agency. That's right. Where they, you know, Boys Town in Kansas, in Nebraska. You know, they go and they recruit these children. For instance, these child protective services. Keith, you brought up something good. They will go out and they will take people's children from homes under the most bogus little trumped up excuse you can imagine. They're not being cared for. They put them in these homes kept by the government, and they farm them out to politicians. They sell them on the world market. That's documented. A blue-eyed blonde child on the market go for $200,000.
Well, we got to take a break with that added little added detail. But look at the picture. How perverted, this boy prancing around as a girl, and all of the parents are clapping and cheering adoringly as if it's the greatest thing in the world. Well, it's the sickest thing in the world. This is vile and deviant. The message we give you here is, as far as I'm concerned, righteous and healthy. We got to take a break.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you worried about America? Do you fear the power of the Obama brigades to take away your rights? The Obama presidency is the most radical left-wing administration in American history. Our constitutional liberties are in danger. What can you do? Join the Council of Conservative Citizens. For over 20 years, the CFCC has fought for the rights and ideals of the European American majority. The CFCC has won legal and political battles to protect your heritage and your liberties. The CFCC advocates strong state governments over the power of Washington, D.C. to rule your life. The CFCC believes in an American first foreign and domestic policy which opposes globalism and one world government. The CFCC advocates racial integrity as God's natural order. Visit our website today at www.cfcc.org and join fellow European Americans in the fight for our people.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, The Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today. Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over.
Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin, just outside Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. Your home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. It's time to jump back into the political cesspool. To be part of the show and have your voice heard around the world, call us at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. As if it could get any worse than that last segment, Sam Bushman, our owner and, of course, host of the Liberty Roundtable program, libertyroundtable.com, sent me in a story. There was a boy who had a sex change operation and became a girl, and a girl who had a sex change operation and became a boy, and later in life they found each other and fell in love and got married. And this is something, love at first sight, they say. I've got the whole story here. We'll do an article about it on the blog and post that and talk about it more perhaps next week. But this is something that is passed off to you as normalcy. This is the stuff that's passed off to you as a great heartwarming story. Compared and contrasted with the people in our audience who we're bragging so much about during the first hour. And so you just see the sickness of modern society and the cancer of liberalism that has infected our country. Well, Eddie, I'm going to pull up another picture for you that I think you'll like. It's a model or a woman who was on Big Brother who has been fired from the modeling agency that represented her for offensive comments. And this is something, her name is Erin Grease, and she and Paula Deen are going to have some stories to swap after this. Basically, she's on Big Brother, right? And she's a 20-something-year-old, blonde-haired, blue-eyed, also from Texas. She from Austin, our distinguished guest in the studio tonight. Holly is from Houston, not too terribly far from one another as far as Texas is concerned. You come in Texas on I-10, and it's 800 and something miles from Beaumont to El Paso. But anyway, this girl said a couple of things in the 24-hour feed on Big Brother. And if people don't know what I'm talking about, Big Brother is a show on CBS, and you've got these live feeds, these cameras that show you what's going on inside the Big Brother house. And there's also monitors that run 24/7. So if you are watching the show online, you get 24/7 access to stuff that's being said in the house. Well, one of the women there, not on the live show that comes on CBS, but on the 24-hour online feed, said a couple of things that minorities don't like. I think she said something to a Chinese house guest or an Oriental Asian house guest, said, go and make some rice or something. And she said you couldn't see the black contestant in the dark. Well, I don't guess you can see anybody in the dark, right? I mean, if it's dark, you can't see them, black or white. Anyway, those two comments, she's been fired. She's been fired from the modeling agency that represented her outside of the show. And she paid the price for mistakenly believing that freedom of speech still exists in America. Simply being impolite or offending the sensibilities of minorities has become an unpardonable sin for which there is no redemption or forgiveness, even after they have taken away your livelihood. This is a young woman who went on to the CBS show Big Brother as a contestant. She also had a job in the real world as a model. Well, no more, because she said something that offended minorities. Now, to that I would say, thank God, Eddie. Thank God there has never been a black person who has ever said or done anything offensive, or else this country would really be about to go down the tubes. White people are very lucky. In fact, this lady who was fired from her modeling agency, she's very lucky to be able to learn from the example given by minorities in this country. They don't offend anybody. They don't ever do anything impolite.
We're also very lucky that we have no problems bigger than what people say behind the scenes on reality shows, or else the media wouldn't be able to spend so much time working to resolve this incredibly important issue. And so, you know, I think that is serious, Eddie. She said something that offended somebody. She should be fired. She should have a death sentence and a millstone hung around her neck, because it really pales in comparison to the following statistics. I mean, she said that a Chinese woman should go and bake rice and that you couldn't see a black contestant in the dark. That really pales in comparison. I'm not saying it's not impolite, but I'm saying, should she be fired from her job for that? And does it pale in comparison to these statistics that get no mention whatsoever by the national press? Pat Buchanan, in his book Suicide of a Superpower, and he was on this show to promote that very book, concluded this. Single offender victimization figures from the FBI for 2007 finds that blacks committed 433,934 crimes against whites, eight times the amount that whites committed against blacks. Interracial rape is almost exclusively black on white, with 14,000 assaults on white women by African Americans in 2007. Not one case of white sexual assault on a black female was found by the FBI in 2007. That's 14,000 to zero when it comes to interracial rape numbers, according to that racist entity, the FBI. Though blacks are outnumbered 5-1 in the population by whites, they commit eight times as many crimes against whites as the reverse. A black male was 40 times as likely to assault a white person as the reverse. An interracial crime is the ugliest manifestation of racism. What does this tell us about where racism really resides in America? And if the FBI stats represent an average year since the Tawana Brawley rape hoax of 1987, Pat Buchanan writes, over 1/3 of a million white women have been sexually assaulted by black males since 1987 with no visible protest from anyone. Today, 73% of all black kids are born out of wedlock. Growing up, these kids drop out, use drugs, are unemployed, commit crimes, and are incarcerated at many times the rate of whites. Are white vigilantes or white cops really black America's problem? And Eddie, with those statistics that I read you, compiled by the FBI themselves, seem to be a little more serious of an occurrence compared and contrasted to the big mainstream media story this week, what a white contestant said on a reality show. What's more serious? The fact that in 2007, according to the FBI, there were 14,000 black on white rapes to zero, according to the FBI, white on black, or the fact that this woman said something that offended somebody on a reality show? And keep in mind, she's a nobody. She's just a reality show contestant.
You know, while you're talking about that, I couldn't help but start thinking about Fast and Furious, which is still going on, by the way. It never has slowed up any at all. You're right, James. We have a lady like this makes a really innocent remark. It's hurt no one. I mean, you get raped. If a woman is raped, if people, Border Patrol agents are being murdered on the border by their own government, if there's been more people lost around the Texas and Arizona border in the drug wars than we lost per month in Vietnam, I think that's a little bit worse than some woman on the media making an innocent remark like that. But it goes right back to what we're talking about. You got the scum of the earth dealing in white slavery, dealing in pedophilia, peddling drugs all over the United States, all over the world, selling firearms on the black market. But that's covered up by the media, and it shows that the big attack that the powers that be, how bad they actually hate white Christianity. If you're white in this country, if you're a Christian, you don't deserve to live. And I'd just like to point this out, I'm sure we've pointed this out many times before. If you think about who controls the media, and people, you can call me an anti-Semite all you want to, but it can't be argued. And as a matter of fact, the Jewish people even brag about the way they control Hollywood. Eight of the major studios in Hollywood, for instance, are owned all by Jewish firms. And look at the filth that comes out of Hollywood. You know, the stuff And we were talking about biblical, you know, Ephesians earlier, where, you know, and some biblical stuff. And it says in the end times, you know, that they will call good bad and they will call bad good. That's what's going on right now. You know, white people in this country are, for the most part, are some type of Christian religion. And that's this. There's nobody nobody in our society hated any worse than white Christians. And they never, these people never miss an opportunity to attack us anyway, and they cover up all the bad news. You know, the stuff that's really bad. It just makes me sick, James. I mean, and the only way we can fight against this is through shows like we have, James. You know, shows like the Political Cesspool, shows like the Liberty Roundtable, and that's why it's so important to keep shows like this going, because there's just not that many out there that will tell the truth, to tell it like it is. You know, there's, I mean, how many shows do you know that will actually come out and call the Jewish people to on the task? And I'll say one more thing too, the great Billy Graham, and I used to respect him, and I hate to kick a dead horse because I think I've said this on the air before, James. You know, Billy Graham, when President Nixon was in the White House, he was on, well, we come back after the break. We're getting ready to go to a break. We have to take a break because we have to pay the bills right here. So we'll talk about this when we come back.
And during the third hour, when you're back on with Ted Pike, we got a caller right now. We're going to work Keith back in. We'll revisit it all, though. We'll work it all in. Stay tuned, everybody.
Let's hang on and come back to the political cesspool right after these messages here on the Liberty News Radio Network.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Ladies and gentlemen of our Liberty Roundtable audience, we invite you to consider joining us. We use the services of George Costello and Utah Document Solutions. They are your authorized Xerox sales agent. We've been experiencing great service, pricing, and results, and we've gotten to know George and his team at Utah Document Solutions, your authorized Xerox sales agent. We were facing a huge increase from our former supplier, and we've been pleased to enjoy great service and an even lower cost of our documents. We recommend that you check with George to see if he can save you money like he has for us. Call George at 801-216-4816. He is your authorized Xerox sales agent. That number again, 801-216-4816.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Stay in the
welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Political Cesspool Radio Program. We have a caller now on the line, Chad, who is a black conservative radio host. He hosts the Chad Factor out of Atlanta, Georgia, and Keith Alexander was recently a guest on his program, and he calls in now to chime in on a couple of topics. So with that, Keith, I'll turn it over to you, and you can toss it over to Chad.
Well, Chad, how's every little thing?
How's everything going? And, you know, people are so scared to talk about the Zionist question, but Semitic means Afro-Asiatic, so I don't know why people keep throwing that anti-Semite thing out there, but, you know.
Well, I can tell you, because they are the yeast that makes the dough rise, as we often say in liberalism. Without Jewish media control, without Jewish intelligence, wealth, organizational ability, liberalism would not have triumphed. None of the radical egalitarian movements that are collectively known as liberalism that have been part of American life over the past 70 years would ever have gained any traction without them. So they're very important. Zionism is the lionization of the state of Israel. And the
exactly.
We have a foreign policy that is totally in the thrall of the Zionists and Jewish interests. We run, you know, a neoconservative is indistinguishable from a standard issue liberal when it comes to domestic issues, but on a foreign policy thing, therefore all of these foreign wars, which just happen coincidentally to be fought in the Middle East, in the general vicinity of Israel, and some evil tongues report that they are basically designed to be for the, forwarding the interests of Israel. What do you say to that?
I believe it's true, and I believe that since we give $10 billion to Israel, and no one talks about what happens to the Palestinians in Israel and why it's corrupt, but we also must look at the what they're doing with the private prisons in America, you know, and how they're supporting off that. But with Detroit, you want to get into Detroit?
Absolutely. It's your nickel, buddy. It's your dance.
Detroit,
let's go.
Detroit, the reason why Detroit went bankrupt was the pensions weren't coming in correctly. What happened was that pensions were on surplus till 2005, and then the mayor of Detroit started turning to Wall Street, which is a big, big no-no since that's run by Zionists.
You're right about that. Let me chime in at that. You know, the Wall Street that I knew when I was a kid was typified by Brown Brothers and Merrill Lynch. Today it's Lehman Brothers and Goldman Sachs, although Lehman Brothers is now out of the picture. But nonetheless, you're right. Basically, Wall Street has been converted into a Jewish casino over the past 40 years. And if you keep your money in a 401k plan, you may occasionally win, but if you keep it in there during your entire working life for like 40 years or so, they will get to you and they'll bankrupt you.
Exactly.
That's why we have these, what they call defined contribution plans, 401ks, things like that. We don't have defined benefit plans anymore like we used to have, like the city of Detroit had, but they've now found a way to get to those two and clean them out.
Yeah, which is despicable, and it's the public ignorance of the government, basically. You know, that's the government's bliss. So what I'm trying to say is that people need to form their own companies and stop trying to make someone else rich, because that's all you're doing. And Detroit is just the start of what's going to happen in many other, you know, cities and many other places in the country.
So. Well, Detroit is an example, quite frankly, of what happens when you have black political empowerment to the extent that there's no checks and balances on it. It's happened in Haiti. It's happened in South Africa. It's happened in Zimbabwe, the former Rhodesia. It's happened in Gary, Indiana, East St. Louis, Illinois, Camden, New Jersey, Oakland, California, Birmingham, Alabama, and now Detroit. Now, basically, what I think you know, we had a special program with Paul Kersey as our featured guest last week on Detroit, looking into his book, which I think is the best one on the topic of what has happened to Detroit. It's called The Destruction of Detroit. You can find it on Amazon. And he doesn't pull any punches. He says all of these ideas that are brought out by mainstream commentators like Charlie LaDuff or Paul Krugman, that it was, for example, offshoring or of our manufacturing capacity, things of that sort, that it's the it fell because it was Rust Belt City. Well, Pittsburgh was Rust Belt City too. It didn't fall. What's the difference?
Well,
the difference
is the
population of the people.
I think it's just looking
to
corrupt politicians that make the cities fall, not just having black politicians.
Well, I will agree that the black politicians in Detroit were politically they were particularly pernicious. You had people like Kwame Kirkpatrick that were, you know, corrupt to the 12th power. And that's what happened, you know. But, you know, unfortunately, you don't seem to have, for example, another thing they said, everybody was poor. Well, you have a lot of poor people in Arkansas, but you don't seem to have any of the cities in Arkansas going bankrupt. Why? Well, it's because the poor people are predominantly white in Arkansas.
But they can go bankrupt, too, if pensions don't come in and they're faulty. I believe anybody can go into bankruptcy.
Well, they can, but on the other hand, there's a lot more wrong with Detroit than just the bankruptcy of the pension funds. You had a bankruptcy of the entire government, and you had to have a receiver come in because they did not show the predominantly black government, in fact, almost exclusively black government of Detroit, would not exercise any fiscal restraint, despite the fact that they had, dropping property values. They were relying on property taxes. They had the highest property taxes in America. They were driving out business and productive citizens as a result, but the obstinacy of the black leadership in that city was absolutely stunning, Chad.
And also shipping jobs overseas, and the same thing is probably going to happen to D.C.
Well, that's definitely happening, but, you know, on the other hand, what I think a lot of people don't understand is that the offshoring business really arose out of the civil rights movement. We had an example that I like to bring up here in Memphis of one Willie Rudd, a black man who became the head of the local chapter of the United Furniture Makers and Luggage Makers Union. When he came into power in the early 70s, that union local in Memphis had over 3,000 members. They were the staffers of companies like Memphis Furniture Company and Trojan Luggage. Now, the rank and file that was probably around 90% black loved Willie Rudd because Willie didn't take any mess from the man. He was balls to the wall, as they say, in all union negotiations. But on the other hand, he worked hand in glove with the local EEOC so that he basically became the human resources department for all of these companies. Nobody could be hired, fired, promoted, or demoted without his approval. The companies found this intolerable. They closed up their businesses, didn't advertise what they did, but most of them moved down to the Maquiladora area of Mexico in the 80s when that was the first site for offshored American businesses. And in the mid-80s, when Willie Rudd finally folded the union, they were down to 33 members. So see, once these companies went overseas, they reported back to other companies that, hey, there's a lot of advantages to being outside the United States besides just getting away from the tyranny, the bureaucratic tyranny of the EEOC. You get away from the EPA as well. You get away from OSHA. Okay. You get away from all of these bureaucratic nightmares that have been thrust upon business. And it's a lot cheaper to hire a lobbyist on K Street to get an exemption for your company so they can send their goods into America without tariffs and excises than it is to fight a guerrilla war with the likes of Willie Rudd.
All very true.
OK. Okay, my friend. Well, tell me, what do you think about Trayvon Martin? You were telling me some comments about Trayvon Martin that I thought were very interesting. I'd like you to make those comments to our audience.
Trayvon Martin was racially profiled, and I believe Zimmerman shouldn't have killed him, but he had a right to defend himself. But Trayvon was fighting Zimmerman. I still think Zimmerman should have gotten manslaughter. But the fact is that they are using this case to start a race war, and basically the Zionists want this to happen. So,
oh, yeah, I think that they love to set one racial group against another. There's no doubt about that. And quite frankly, without their control of the media, they determine what is news and what isn't. And Trayvon Martin's story and the George Zimmerman story trial are perfect examples of manufactured news events. You know, in America, 93% of all black murders wind up being done by black people. That's a non-news event.
Okay,
my friend. Good to hear from you. Let us hear from you again sometime, and keep the faith. Take care.
We'll be back with the third and final hour of tonight's live broadcast featuring Reverend Ted Pike. Stay tuned.
But don't go away. There's more to come right here on the Liberty News Radio Network.